From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Japan's prime minister, standing alongside the U.S. president, borrowed a Donald Trump phrase on Monday, agreeing that all options are on the table when it comes to responding to North Korea's weapons development. Shinzo Abe spoke at a news conference with Trump in Tokyo. He said there's no point in dialogue for the sake of dialogue with North Korea, and the time has come to exert maximum pressure on the country's leaders. The U.S. president called the North's pursuit of the ability to place a nuclear warhead on an ICBM a threat to the civilized world and international peace and stability.
With Shinzo, got off to quite a rocky start because I never ran for office, and here I am, but I never ran. So I wasn't very experienced. And after I had won, everybody was calling me from all over the world. I never knew we had so many countries.
Abe revealed during the joint news conference that on Tuesday he will announce his country will freeze assets of nearly three dozen North Korean groups and individuals. The U.S. Air Force says it's investigating why the Texas church gunman's domestic violence conviction that got him jailed and thrown out of the service was not properly entered into the FBI database. If it had been, Devin Kelly would have been stopped from legally buying an assault rifle and may not have murdered 26 people Sunday in the tiny town of Sutherland Springs near San Antonio. He was an airman from 2010 until 2014. He was court-martialed in 2012 for beating his wife and stepson and got a bad conduct discharge and was thrown in prison for 12 months. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Iran nuclear agreement is working and the decision by President Trump to decertify the agreement was made without any facts whatsoever and just pulled out of the sky. Kerry spoke to a group in London on Monday.
The Iran nuclear agreement is working. It is doing precisely what it was set up to do. I've heard some people, including the President of the United States, say it's a violation, there's a violation of the spirit of the deal. Well, as one of the principal negotiators of that agreement, let me just say to you, there was no spirit of the deal. There is no spirit of the deal. The deal is contained within the four corners of the agreement itself, period.
Monday marked 35 years since Cameroon's President Paul Biya took office. His supporters are marking the anniversary with celebrations, but his opponents are calling for him to stand aside when the country holds a presidential election next year. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Yaoundé.
This song, praising Biya for bringing peace and development to Cameroon, blasts through loudspeakers in Nanga Eboko, a town in central Cameroon, where thousands of people have been brought in to celebrate the anniversary of Biya's rise to power. Among the speakers is Benjamin Zibi, an official of Biya's CPDM party. He says Biya's supporters are proud because a majority of Cameroonians have adhered to the party's policies for 35 straight years.
Les populations camerounaises dans leur immense majorité ont.
He says he can spend the whole night enumerating what Biya has achieved as president, but that the important thing is that he has constantly made sure all Cameroonians live in peace and feel happy in their country. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Mexican police have detained a polygamous cult leader wanted in the United States on charges of pedophilia. The man is also a suspect in the murder of three U.S. citizens in Mexico. In a statement, prosecutors said Orson William Black Jr. was arrested in the Mexican border state of Chihuahua, along with his four wives and 22 other people. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.